89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. James Norton edits The Heavy Table, the daily journal about food in the upper Midwest. James, welcome to the morning show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I understand recently you went on a northern Minnesota adventure with a chef from the Twin Cities. What did you do?
All right, so it was a very early part of March, so let me assure you, it was nice and crisp and chilly up there.
Oh, it was still cold, yes.
As we trekked into the wilderness, and the concept, this is a trip sponsored by Save the Boundary Waters, and they're sort of working to protect the watershed from sulfide ore copper mining, and one of the things they're doing is some adventure activism, they call it, which is let's get out into the wilderness and do some interesting things to kind of highlight how valuable this part of the state is. And so what they sent us out to do, it was me and a photographer, my wife Becca Dilly, and JD Fratsky, who's the chef at the Strip Club.
I know his work.
Oh, it is excellent work, isn't it?
It's the gem of the east side of St. Paul.
He's
neighborhood.
A fabulous chef, fabulous guy. And so they sent us in to a campsite on Fall Lake, which is walkable from not too far from Ely. So we kind of drove a bit and then parked, and we grabbed a sled, a pulk, they call it. Yoked that on. The sled had all of our food. It had a 5-foot-long piece of gnarled beech wood we're going to use as a tabletop, decorative linens, everything you need to survive a wilderness adventure.
Can't forget those decorative linens.
Oh, those will make or break you on day three, exactly, when the bears come out. If they see those, they'll back off, because they know you're prepared. That's a sign you're prepared. So we grabbed all our stuff. We marched in for about 45 minutes, 50 minutes in the cold. And we got to our campsite, and it was a really cool site on Fall Lake. It was kind of up on a hill. Of course, everything's covered in snow at this point. We're snowshoeing in. And Steve Paragas, who runs the Paragas Northwoods Outfitting Company, was there with his guide, Steve Johnson. They'd set up a wood stove tent. I'm not sure if you've ever seen a wood stove tent before. It's fabulous. You kind of truck it in, and it is a wood stove with a tent around it. You start stoking it, and outside it's 10 or 15 degrees. My coffee literally freezes on me. I've never had that happen before where I'm drinking my coffee, I look away, I have a conversation, I come back, there's a coffee ice cube. But the tent is like 70 degrees inside. It's amazingly warm and comfortable. So, you know, we're kind of splitting our time between some campfire cooking and some setting up of our table outside in the cold, and then going back into this wood stove tent where it's really very civilized in there. So it was a really kind of a wonderful experience of warmth and cold.
And your goal was to go to the Boundary Waters, to go into this place and prepare a meal.
To prepare a wonderful meal, a gourmet meal with deep upper Midwestern roots. And that's really where J.D. Fratsky took over and just did like a fantastic job with the menu. He started us out. Now, this is not necessarily an old school Northwoods thing. We started with a Bloody Mary, but there was a grass.
Well, you have to after packing in your linens.
You really do. Yeah. You know, it's 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and you're all, you know, both freezing and sweaty. And the Bloody Mary had it had a grass-fed beef stick, which I thought was really wonderful. And that really kind of got everyone's spirits back up. But then he did this appetizer I want to talk about, which were quail wings done buffalo style. So he made this homemade buffalo sauce, so three kinds of peppers, a big chunk of butter, in a cast iron pan, first on top of the wood stove and then in the campfire. And he got out there, he was sautéing these things, flinging them in the air, you know, sort of smoke coming off the campfire, caves of Faribault blue cheese in there, and oh, they were good. Oh, they were so tender.
I'm looking at the photos right now that your wife Becca took, and they look glorious. If one had hit the ground, I would have picked it up.
That's where I was at too. Absolutely. No, they were so tender, so brightly hot. You know, they had this really wonderful depth of heat to them, and standing around in the cold with their hats and gloves and scarves on, they were just absolutely wonderful.
What did you do for the main course?
So the main course was really cool. JD put together these really big, gorgeous tenderloins of venison and cooked them in a red wine reduction over the campfire. And there's just these big tendrils of, you know, yellow flame kind of licking off the pot as he did it. And he served it with a butterbean and duck confit dish that was a lot like cassoulet, which is sort of a tip of the hat to the voyageurs and some of the food that they might have been eating on the trail up there. And then a salad with bacon and crayfish, and of course a lot of crayfish in the lakes up there as well. And then he did a trencher, which is, if you go way back in the history of dining, people didn't use plates. They used like big pieces of stale bread called trenchers. Mm. And so he did a take on that. which was polenta, wild rice, and then something called pemmican, which is a mix usually of sort of a dried meat, dried fruit. It stays, it's a little like jerky with some brightness to it. It stays good forever. So our trencher had polenta, wild rice, and buffalo cranberry pemmican, and all those things just worked wonderfully together. Very rich, very sustaining. And, you know, it's just, it's really special to get out to the Boundary Waters with friends or by yourself. You can just hear yourself think again. And that was those quiet moments.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. The email, the tweets, the no offense to music, which is fantastic, but the music, it's all gone.
Sometimes you even shut it off.
Yeah. 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 And you can just hear the wind blowing through the trees, and that's all you've got going on. And it's actually, we had some of those moments on this trip, and it was really fantastic.
So James was just telling us about a trip early March up to the Boundary Waters, and he went with Chef J.D. Fratsky of the Strip Club Meat and Fish, which is right here in St. Paul. And the whole idea was to go to the North Woods, go to northern Minnesota, and make a meal that embraces, you know, that area, and to even embrace the history of that area.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you've got, you know, native foods like wild rice, and you've got duck eggs, things like that were coming into play. And, you know, one of the things I'm always working on with the Heavy Table is trying to figure out, what does it mean to eat and drink in the upper Midwest? What is really our food? I don't think it's just hot dish. You know, I think this is amazing, mm-hmm. profoundly delicious. I don't even want to use the word gourmet, because it's better than that. They're accessible. They're as good as ingredients anywhere in the world, and we need to know what those are and how to use them and what to do with them and why they're awesome. And I thought, Chef JD on this trip just did such a great job of highlighting some of the best things in the Midwestern pantry.
Even though the season is changing, James, you've probably heard us talk about that Danish idea of hygge.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys had some serious hygge going on with this trip. Well, you can read more about this story, Feasting on Frozen Waters, a Boundary Waters meal with Chef J.D. Fratsky at The Heavy Table. We're going to have a link as well over at thecurrent.org. James, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
James Norton edits The Heavy Table, the daily journal of food in the upper Midwest. It's 89.3 The Current.